It happened that there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gates. "What is the use of sitting here and waiting for death?" they asked each other. "If we stay here, we will die. But with the hunger that exists in the city, we will also starve there. If we return, so it would be better to go and surrender to the Aramaic army. If they spare our lives, much better. But if not, they will kill us. We will still have died." So when the sun went down, they left for the Aramaic camp. But when they approached the edge of the camp, there was no one. Have you been in moments in your life in which you feel between a rock and a hard place, in which you have to make a decision and you don't know what to do? And the only thing you can do perhaps, or what you feel like doing, is taking desperate measures. There are situations that try to lead us to make desperate decisions. And there is nothing worse than making a decision under pressure without really seeing what God wants to do, or what God wants to do. In the midst of certain circumstances, not everything that happens is bad. Although our eyes are seeing a crude and difficult reality, always, 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 there will be a possibility from God to bless you and to lead you to something better. But that is where we have to believe. We have to believe. I don't want, and I don't know what circumstances you are going through today in which you say, "I need a miracle. I need something to happen right now because I feel like I'm going to die. I need something to happen right now because I feel like I won't be able to. I need something to happen at this moment because I don't know what will become of me." You may be going through a difficult circumstances, a medical opinion, a problem at home, debts, something that no longer lets you even sleep. And then you wake up in the middle of the night or the early morning tired, wanting to make a single decision alone. Leave everything behind, giving up and not moving on. Perhaps you feel a little identified with these four men. Four men who in a crucial moment in the place where they were, the nation of Israel had to make a decision of life or death. Adding to that, they carried a not very friendly disease, a disease that made them stay outside the city, of the gates of the city, because they were considered unclean. Now, look at this, so tremendous. Perhaps their family had relegated them because of the illness they had, because of their friends, because they had no friends. Because they left them, because of the illness they had, perhaps their best years were gone. Over and over again, they will have thought that it was better to die than to live because of the illness that had touched their face. In addition to the disease, there had come a time of famine and scarcity, and they were the enemies of Israel, and they had risen to conquer Samir, to conquer the city. Everyone was behind the wall. Everyone was behind the gates, enduring hunger, thirst, worried, without knowing what to do, because outside there were thousands and thousands and thousands of enemies waiting to take the city, to finish them, destroy them, and end that generation. It strikes me that the protagonists of this chapter are not people that we call normal. Perhaps the normal ones were hidden behind the wall. They were hidden in their houses, scared to death. Even the king was hidden in that place. No one dared to go out. But these men, despite their disease they had, which was leprosy, a disease that no one wanted to deal with, they had been separated. Perhaps today, you can tell me, is that I'm not sick, I don't have leprosy, but you may be experiencing something. You were not born as you wanted. Suddenly, what you want is not happening to you, and you have not achieved what you have wanted to achieve. You feel frustrated, tired. You have felt that life has been very hard. And in fact, it may be so. You feel identified with these four leopards who were at the door of the camp. They were hungry. They were tired. The normal ones, in quotes, they had displaced them. Out now, who wanted the life of a leopard? Nobody. They were outside of the entrance of the city. The door closed. They were on the other side, outside. There came a time when they began to talk to each other to make a decision crucial in their lives. Something that had moved them to leave their position, to leave their moment of complaining, to leave their cube status, to leave their comfort zone, which had nothing to do with comfort. They could complain about life, complain about the people, curse, lie down to die, or could they get up in faith and walk? I'm coming to you through this word, and I don't know where you are right now. If you are in jail, if you are hitting, or if you are one of the many, or you think that your life is normal, and that by chance this word came to you today, I am going to tell you there is something else. God can get you out of there now. He is not going to get you out as many times as you expect, because sometimes we want to see a God who comes on a white horse, and that the heavens will open, an earthquake occurs, and something supernatural happens. And let's say, wow, God came to rescue me. Sometimes God does things we cannot understand, but they are a part of His purpose and are for the good. Sometimes the pressures that God allows in your life are to awaken what He put inside of you, so that you realize that there is something more. God wants to lift you up. God wants to take you to more. God wants to show you His purpose and His path for you. You were not born to occupy a simple place. You were not born to complain as others do. It's true, perhaps you do not have many resources. Perhaps you are limited by what your eyes see, but God has given something powerful, which is faith, so that you can believe in Him, because He is the owner and the giver of life. If He is the author and the finisher of faith, and when He puts a dream within you, He is willing to sponsor it. The question is if you are willing to risk, to make the determination to get up, because they thought they gave. If we stay here to die, or we dare to go where the army is. Now, who takes away that if we get there, they have mercy on us and give us something to eat, because we are no threat to them. If we are simply simple leopards, now the other thing that can happen is that they see us and kill us. But if we stay here, we will starve and we will die of hunger. We will die with the thought drilling in our minds, thinking, what if we had? God gives you opportunities, but opportunities are not to think about. Opportunities are to walk. We need God's discernment to make good decisions, but not to give in as to concern, doing what our heart wants to tell us to do because of fear, by circumstances. You can stay there and do nothing, but by faith, you can be driven to move forward in the name of Jesus, to believe. It's not about changing places. I do not know. I tried to go here or there. It's not about whether they stayed or left. It was about the disposition in their hearts, the faith that had the decision they were going to make that could change the rest of their lives. You know what decision they made? We go to the enemy camp. When the afternoon was falling, they got up and were ready for anything. There are moments in life in which to believe. It's not a possibility. It's everything. Now, they did what they had to do, walk. But from the hand of God, they knew that He would do the rest. And each time they got closer to the enemy camp, perhaps their pressure level grew more, but they were confident. And you know what happened when they reached the limit? Where was the enemy's camp? They began to see the camels there, the horses, the tents. And each time they looked more, because they did not see anyone. And each time they looked more, because they did not see anyone, they had seen strange to them what was happening. At that moment, imagine the scene. You arrived and you were at death, right? Well, you expected they could have mercy on you. They can give you food. Or you hope they kill you. And when you arrive, you see everything calm, everything still, everything very calm. You see the animals, you see the tents, you see the position that they had. But you don't see anyone out there. And you say, this is kind of strange. And they came to the first tent and they didn't see anyone. They went to the second tent. And the other began to look for the one inside. Nothing. Many tents they looked at. They were planted there. And they were all gone. Do you know what had happened? God had placed fear among them, making them believe that a larger army was coming against them. And they were going to finish them off. He placed fear in their lives. And they ended up fleeing, leaving everything in that place. When the four lepers arrived, they did not find the army, only food. They found possessions, they found clothes, they found tents, they found horses. That is the reward of believing. God always goes beyond your expectations, you say. Let's see what happens. God is telling you, just walk. That I am going to show you my glory. Just walk. That in the midst of that disease, I'm going to give you the medical opinion. The next exams are changed. Walk. Believe a little more. I know that the desert, He says, Lord, today I know the desert has been a bit long. It has been a bit complicated. But be patient and wait a little longer. Do not make decisions lightly. To leave everything thrown away. Today, walk like those four men. Because what you see in the next few days, and I don't know if you take this word today, wherever you are, and under the circumstances that you are living, I impart something to you at this time. And it's only enough that you receive the word. In the next few days, you will see how everything will be transformed. And then you will see how God is going to surprise you. And you will see more than what you were waiting for. Faith will not lead you to see what you expect. But what God wants to show you, which is greater than what you expect. What are you going to do today? Walk or stay? Father, in the name of Jesus, today we put our lives in your hands and we ask that your presence guide us. We have decisions to make, but we do not want to move because of what we see or what we feel motivated to do. Be in us. Let's go walking. You straighten our steps and lead us, Lord, because we do not want to fail. But when we walk in you, we know that you will not let our feet stumble on stone. And that you will take us to your destination, to your purpose in us, Lord. We need you today more than yesterday. and we ask for your guidance and direction in the name of Jesus. Lift us up, Lord. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Receive this word. Believe, and you will see.